Hi, it's Eva Cartman, and you're listening to the Dream Big Podcast Show, the place to go to learn, laugh, and grow. Today we welcome James McLam and Matt Rush of Generation Ziggler to talk about leadership, public speaking, and their big dream for the young big dreamers that are listening. This is episode 80, big dreamers. You ready? It's time to dream big.
Welcome to the Dream Big Podcast Show. We're inspiring you to shoot for the moon, take aim and go. We bring to you amazing guests who truly love what they do. Every day they're living their dreams, and so can you. Dream big, take action to reach your goals. Are you pumped yet? It's showtime, let's rock and roll.
Welcome to the Dream Big Podcast Show. I am your host, Eva Cartman. And today, I'd like to start by telling you about a special gift we have for all you big dreamers. We created a super cool Dream Big Journal that we want to ship to you. And get this, the front of the journal has an illustration of an astronaut in outer space. What is so amazing is that the journal is printed and personalized with your own face and name. So you'll see your face on the cover of this journal as an astronaut. Oh, and it's free. We just have you cover the shipping. Parents, please go to dreambigpodcast.com to claim your free personalized Dream Big Journal while this offer is still available. You'll see a video of my mom and I showing our journals. Go to dreambigpodcast.com to get your free journal. It's time for you all to enjoy our discussion with James McLam and Matt Rush, the founders of Generation Ziggler. Their mission is to inspire the next generation of leaders to impact future generations. Specifically, Generation Ziggler aims to help our youth overcome their negative self-image, build winning relationships with other people, and set and achieve goals that they cannot even begin to imagine. These are also major goals of the Dream Big Podcast, and with so much in common, we were thrilled to invite James and Matt on our show. As always, we have show notes at dreambigpodcast.com/80, where we will include links to everything we discuss in the interview. Without further ado, here's our interview with James and Matt. Let's roll the tape. Hi, welcome to the Dream Big Podcast Show.
Hello, hello, James and Matt.
Well, hello. Thank you so much for having us.
We're both so honored to be here.
We're excited to.
I know that you started an amazing project called Generation Ziggler, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But I'm sure that some of our younger big dreamers may not be familiar with Zig Ziggler, who's the Ziggler in Generation Ziggler. It's kind of like a tongue twister.
Right?
Can you share who Zig was and how he was able to better the lives of millions of people around the world?
Well, Mr. Ziggler, he was a big dreamer. He was born in poverty in the Deep South. His father died when he was 5 years old. He never made good grades at all at school. But because people believed in him and he had the right attitude, he was able to achieve the big dreams he had of being a motivational and inspirational speaker and inspiring and informing 250 million people was what the count they came up with around the world with his message of hope.
And one of his quotes that we think is just so appropriate for dreaming big and really goes to the heart of who Mr. Ziggler was. He had a quote that says, "You were born to win, but to be the winner you were born to be, you must plan to win and prepare to win, and then and only then can you legitimately expect to win." And that's Mr. Ziggler was, you know, he was all about in putting that hope into people and helping them to see that they could do more, be more, and have more than they ever thought possible. And so we are proud and honored to be able to be associated with his name and to be able to carry his message of hope to the next generation.
You know, my dad has played a few of Zig Ziglar's videos in the past for me. And one story was called The Ten Cow Wife, about the importance of treating people with value and respect. He was the most incredible storyteller.
Yes, and I love that.
Yeah.
I wish I can learn that. How he was amazingly telling the stories and learn and making people learn from that and making their own decisions, right?
Yeah. And you both have been trained and certified as coaches based on Zig Ziglar's teaching. And you have gone on to transform the lives of countless others yourselves. Why did you choose this career path, and what is the most rewarding thing about being a coach?
Well, I'll take that one first. This is Matt. And I'll say this. You know, from the time I was in the eighth grade, so the time I was in junior high school, I knew what I wanted to do. And I knew I wanted to be able to speak and train, and then also to farm and ranch, because that's what I grew up on, right? But I knew I wanted to be able to speak and train and to help other people. So I'm one of those lucky few that have known what I wanted to do since I was a kid, and have been able to work towards that. Because I sat in an audience one time and I heard a speaker, and the speaker was so he was so inspiring that I thought, I want to do that. I want to be able to help other people. And for me, and I'm sure James will say the same thing, but the most rewarding part is for us to see how other people have become more than they thought they could be. And Mr. Ziglar had another quote. He said, you can have everything in life you want if you help enough other people get what they want. And that's exactly what we're trying to do. And it's so rewarding when we can see that happen.
It is so true, because this is exactly what he was doing with the podcast, right?
She
was once asking us, Mom and Dad, I'd love to hear what you are listening in the car, because we were listening motivational tapes and on business and personal development in the car. She's like, why there is nothing like this for kids? Can you find something for me? And we were looking, and honestly, there was nothing. When I came to the United States when I was 21, my first year, I started listening tapes of Tony Robbins and Zig Ziglar. And it was like, oh my God, if I knew that when I was 7, 8, my life would be totally different. So that's
so much better.
Yeah, and we knew the importance for Eva. So that's how Dream Big came about.
Yeah.
We didn't find anything.
And
like
also
that.
how we also help make Dream Big better. Before we started the podcast, we were listening to Zig Ziglar's shows.
Yes.
Really? Unbelievable. That's so fantastic.
So, and you were about to continue saying that, and that's it just caught my attention like very fast, because this is exactly what we keep talking about. Like in our household, you know, if you really want to get what you want, you need to help others to get what they want. And I know you, as coaches, as public speakers, you give advice to others as well. And I know how rewarding it is. And Eva, a lot of time, asks, like, Mom, because I'm a public speaker as well. And
how do
my
you,
Russian speaking audience.
How are you, like, so confident when you do it? How are you, like, speaking in public and not getting shy?
Yeah, like nerves. So she was asking me, and I gave my advice. So what do you think on that? How do you handle the nerves when you're doing public speaking or giving advice to others? Because that will be so good for our audience to know. Because confidence, I know that confidence is something that we can turn on. And it's not something that we are born with. So what is your approach on that, James and Matt?
Well, and this is James. One of the things that we would advise people to do is obviously practice and to speak as much as you can. But a basic underlying foundation is having the right attitude. Attitude that when you're speaking, that you're there to serve your audience, that you're there to work with them, that you're there to help them solve their problems, help them find a solution for what they're looking for, help them have a better day. You're just there to help them. And I heard a quote a long time ago that's always stuck with me. It says, it's hard to be nervous if your heart is on service. And that is the fundamental principle that we try to teach when we're talking to folks and coaching with them about public speaking is have the right heart, have the right spirit that you're in there to help someone. And then your nerves start going away because you're really concerned about, am I really connecting with these people? Am I really helping them? And you're not worried about so much, did I say the correct word? Or are they looking at me strangely? Or do I have spinach in my teeth? All things that I have thought of before when I was thinking about me, when the focus was on me. But when the focus is on others, it just relaxes me and it helps me with my nerves. And it just gives me a great deal more confidence when I speak.
It is so true.
So
remember, big dreamers, when you're about to, actually young big dreamers, right? When you're speaking, maybe giving speech in the class, if you will be focusing on the class and on people, and you don't have to look at everyone at the same time, maybe someone not going to be paying attention, and that's okay. But if you focus on maybe one person who is listening and actually will be delivering your speech.
Yeah, or if you think of one person who has maybe changed your life, think of that person.
And maybe the one that you changed life. Right?
And take a deep breath and speak. Just don't care if people are looking at you or staring at you.
It's so scratching their head or turning around.
Yeah.
And you know what I tell people? I said, I still get nervous. I mean, I speak on a weekly basis somewhere, but every time before I go speak, I still get nervous. And a piece of advice that was given to me by a professional, he said, you know, when the day you stop being nervous is the day you need to quit, because that means you don't care anymore. And so, you know, don't let the nerves stop you. Just like James said, you just gotta change your focus and look at the audience and understand it's not about you, it's about them and how we can help make them better.
Yeah.
Do you have any routine before you go on stage or before you have a client as a coach? Do you have a routine that you do? I know sometimes people imagine their end result, what they want to get, and some people just, you know, jump up and down to get the energy. What do you do?
That's funny. I was just about to ask that same question.
I do. I have a routine. So before I speak, I try to go find a quiet place that it's just me and that no one else is around, and I really try to get off to where I won't even be interrupted. And I breathe, like I take really deep breaths, and I really try to clear the mechanism, right, and to clear my head. But then, and I have a prayer, and I don't know if it's just a short little prayer that I pray before I speak every time. And I don't know if you want me to share it or not, but that's kind of how I start off every time is get off in a quiet place, clear my head, imagine my talk, imagine what it looks like on paper, what the audience is going to look like, and then I say the prayer that I pray before every speech, and then I go do it.
Very interesting. And Matt, what is your favorite thing to do when you're not working?
Oh, my favorite thing to do when I'm not working is my dad and I have a farm and a ranch. So when I'm not speaking, I usually go to the farm. I tell people I don't play golf, so I go to the farm.
James, what is your proudest moment in life?
I have three children. And so each one of the proudest moments in my life is really just being their parent. It's not one particular aspect, but just the daily, day in and day out of just being their dad makes me proud. Mm-hmm. That is the thing that makes me the most proud of my life. I have a 17-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 7-year-old. And being their dad is my number one job, my proudest job, and the thing that if I had to quit everything else, I would not give up anything for this.
And I would say it's the toughest job.
Yes, ma'am. Very toughest job.
Doesn't matter. Like, you can be president, you can be astronaut, like, you come overcome a lot of challenges in life, but when it comes to parenting, there is no guide. There is no, like, there are many books that are written, but they don't come with a manual.
Yeah. And you guys started a program called Generation Ziegler. Can you share the mission of the program and why you started it?
And I imagine that came probably from being parent yourself and knowing about young generation and the importance of giving them value as well.
Yes, ma'am. The mission of Generation Ziegler is to inspire the next generation to impact future generations. Matt and I's desire was to train up an army of young people who could go into their communities, into their schools, into their churches, into wherever they had influence, and to carry a message of hope, to carry a message of that they people can accomplish their goals, that they can dream big and be all that they can be, and give them the materials that they need to be able to deliver that curriculum, to train them to speak well, and to help them build a platform so people will want to help them. We realized very early on that there's not going to be another Zig Ziglar. There's not going to be someone who's going to come and speak to 250 million people worldwide. But if we could train young people to go out and influence their own generation, then we can impact millions of lives exponentially all over the world. And so that's what the mission of Generation Ziglar is.
It's like a ripple effect, right? One person started it, and now our mission. And that's how we started our podcast, right? Remember I said we found that there was need in for the new generation to receive that knowledge, but there was not something like that. And I applaud you for creating that, because I know personally how important it is. And even though I got this knowledge after, like, when I was like 25, right, I still use it every day and try to do my best to give it to even her sister and other people that we touched through Dream Big. And you guys made something incredible. You are training that generation. You're giving them tools. You're giving them everything they need to succeed in this life. And that's so, so, so important. So tell us more about it. Is it training? Is it like a curriculum? Where can our audience learn more about it?
Well, for starters, they can go to generationziglar.com and then Dream Big. We're going to have some free downloads on there. But generationziglar.com is where you can find out a lot of information on it. But what James and I said was, you know what, if we're going to be training an army to start a positive revolution in the world, we needed to identify what's the biggest challenges that the youth of today are facing. And we said that the biggest challenges that the youth of today are facing are they're facing a crisis of self-image. They're facing a crisis of relationships, especially in a technology-driven age, and they're facing a crisis of focus and goals. And you know, these are issues that we've probably all dealt with at some point in time in our past, but no one's ever done anything about it. No one's ever offered a solution to those problems. So we said, you know what? If we're going to help the next generation and impact future generations, we've got to solve the problems that youth today are dealing with: self-image and relationships and goals. And that's what we're trying to accomplish. And those are the challenges that we're trying to help youth overcome.
Mm-hmm. And what they do when they come to our training is we will give them curriculum so that they can teach and those three areas. They can teach about solutions for those three areas in self-image, relationships, and goal setting. And then we'll do public speaking training with them and facilitating training so that they can do it in the most appropriate manner. And lastly, we'll help them build their platform so that they can actually have an area where have a platform that people will want to come and ask them to speak to their groups. You know, how do I get someone to let me speak to their youth group? Well, we help them build that platform, help them market themselves so that they can do that. Those are the major areas that we work on in this training. That's the primary function of what Generation Ziglar does. We have other programs that you can find at our website for different levels, but this is the focus, our major focus.
Mm, that's cool. And that is why it's really so important to set technology limits to make sure you can get outside, play, and also incorporate, learn, grow, and incorporate gratitude in your daily routine. Yeah, like my parents, each day I'm only allowed to watch an episode of TV a day. So that means 30 minutes of TV a day.
So if parents, back to self-image point, that when parents help new generation to focus more on learning, and learning not only math and language and history, right, with like just a regular program at school, but learning more about life and how to be, I would say, how to be stronger. Because
how to be you.
Yes, and how to find the strength and focus, and how to face the challenging times in life, right? So what you're doing, James and Matt, is so, so, so important. You're pretty much helping new generation set very strong foundation. It doesn't matter how technology changes and influences from media and social media that's going to be coming to new generation. They're going to be strong. They're going to know their value. They're going to know what they're worth, you know?
And yeah.
That is so, so, so important. So for parents who are parents of big dreamers, we encourage you to go and check out James and Matt's website, generationziegler.com/dreambig, and you'll find there a lot of resources where you can start learning with your kids, or you can download it for free, right, James and Matt?
Yeah.
Right. We're providing a special page just for the Dream Big podcast listeners, so they can go to generationziegler.com/dreambig. And they'll be able to get three items there from us. One, they'll get a quote book of Mr. Ziegler's famous quotes. It's called The Little Book of Big Quotes. They can download that, an ebook for them there. We'll have 7 steps that they can do to help improve their self-image, their self-image in their child, their self-image in their self, and 7 steps for
becoming a better speaker. Because, you know, as one of the things that we've talked about is, if we're going to become better ourselves, then the next thing that we need to do is to be able to share that with others. So we're going to list the 7 steps to become a better speaker in everything that you do. So those are what we're going to offer anybody if they want to go to the website and check it out, because we'd love to be able to help.
That's great.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for sharing. As you said, it's very, very important.
Yeah. And we have a couple last questions that we want to ask you. If you go back in time and talk to your 10-year-old self, what would be your best advice?
If I could go back to when I was 10 years old, I would want to tell little James to not worry so much about what other people thought of him.
Absolutely.
That I was way more concerned about what Bob, who was sitting next to me, or Linda, who was sitting behind me in class, thought about me, than really trying to be who I truly was. So I try to get a hold of little James and tell little James to, hey, dude, snap out of it. Don't worry about other people think. Dream big and go out and try to make your difference in the world, boy.
And if I could say anything to my 10-year-old self, my parents were going through beginning the process of going through a divorce when I was young. I would tell my 10-year-old self that, number one, that wasn't me. That didn't affect. I look badly on myself because of what they were going through. So I wish I could tell me that it's going to be okay, and you're still good, and you're still worth something, and you still should have self-confidence, because you're a created child of God, and that's something pretty special.
Very interesting. So I would like to ask you very maybe a strategic question for our big dreamers. Is there any technique, very simple technique, that our listeners can use and do, maybe just like within a minute or so, that can help them to achieve their dreams? Is there like such a maybe technique that's called sometimes future pacing? We know that to achieve the big dreams, you not only have to dream big, but also take action, right? But as we mentioned at the very beginning, all the action that we take based on our confidence, right? Like, and belief in ourselves, probably.
Yeah.
If we can do it. So is there anything like that that can increase self-confidence in kids? Like maybe some quick technique that we can do it right here?
One of the things that I would say when you first are dreaming big and you're starting to set your goals is to write it down.
Amen.
The overwhelming majority of people do not write down their goals. And what studies have shown is those who write down their goals are 10 times more likely to achieve their goals than those who did not. So the very first step is just writing it down. I want to be a public speaker by age 25, or I want to, you know, be able to ride my bike by age 7, you know, whatever the goal is, be able to write it down, no matter how small or how big, and write it down. And then you can come to Ziegler and we have a 7-step goal setting process. But the very first one, the most important one, is writing it down.
Yeah. And then the other thing that I would add to that is There's a quote I just posted on my own fan page that says, "No one ever made a difference by being like everyone else." So if you're going to dream big, don't compare yourself to other people. What do you want to do? What do you want to be? What do you want to have? And start putting pictures together what that life would look like and what you would like to achieve. And then you can start doing the possible, which will lead to accomplishing the impossible.
Mm. That's so, so, so good. And I would like to mention one thing that I noticed, and that will be very, very helpful for our young big dreamers, that James and Matt said specifically the date or some end result, not just like wishy-washy, oh, one day I will become an astronaut. Set up a goal that has a specific number in it. When is that? When do you want to achieve that? And then follow the steps that James and Matt will provide in the guide that to take it further. I'm sure there are more steps and we won't reveal them now. I know that you're going to get really, really good specific guiding instructions how to do that. And trust me, it works. We use it every day in our lives.
We do.
We use it with the Dream Big podcast. We said by this date, we would like to have a podcast. Mm-hmm. And we went from there. We dreamt big and we took action. So big dreamers, definitely go to generationziegler.com/dreambig and you'll find all the steps.
For sure. And I have two more questions for you guys. You have already made many of your dreams a reality, but if you look at yourself today, what's your big dream for the future?
Ooh, I'm working on this right now. I want to be able to take the content that we have with helping people with self-image and relationships and goals and be able to get it. And I want to get it in front of every kid on planet Earth, right? I want to be able to get it in front of kids on every continent on this globe we're riding around on. That's a huge goal. But if we do that, I know we're going to be able to start a positive revolution in the world.
For me, I'm writing a book series that is going to be on those three steps, a book on self-image, and how do you can overcome the problems that you're dealing with in self-image and what the research will say on that. One on relationships and one also on goal setting and achievement, specifically for this next generation, this young generation, and how they can take that information and better their lives. Maybe they don't get to go to a conference or hear a speaker, but we're still going to give them some resources, hopefully through a book in the coming years.
That's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And for our last question, where can our audience find out more about you? You've said this before, but can you say it one more time for our big dreamers?
Yes. If they will go to generationziegler.com, specifically generationziegler.com/dreambig, they'll be able to download some information from Mr. Ziegler, his book of quotes, information on how steps for effective public speaking, overcoming self-image. And we'll put down on there too. We'll put down the 7 steps for goal setting that Mr. Ziegler is do as well. We'll put that PDF up there as well. So there'll be 4 things that they'll be able to get from us.
Another thing, if we can help anyway, we want to be able to help your audience, as we say, do more, be more, and have more than they ever thought possible. So go to the website, sign up. We want to stay in contact with you because we want to help you achieve everything that you want to achieve, because then we know we're going to achieve what we want to achieve.
That's great. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Thank you.
Our big dreamers, that we have our special page for this episode, and you'll find all the links in there. And as we mentioned before, dream big and take massive action.
Be to reach your goals.
And believe in yourself. Don't care what other things about your dreams, about your goals. Just keep going. Trust me, there are more people in this world that care about what you have to say, about what you have to do, than those people who don't care. So don't focus on those people who don't care. Focus on those people that you can help, that you can share your gifts and your wisdom and your beauty from inside out.
Yeah.
So thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was an honor to be here. It was our pleasure.
Thank you. It is always so easy to talk with people that share the same passion and mission. And that's why I think that conversation flowed so naturally. I hope you all can see why it is so important to give our youth the tools they need to thrive and reach their big dreams. Be sure to check out our show notes at dreambigpodcast.com/80 for links on how to connect with Generation Ziegler, Matt, and James, as well as everything else we discuss in the episode. When you go to the show notes, you'll see a place to sign up for our Insider Newsletter, where we send exclusive content, including a free audio that I made on my top 10 tips for making and keeping great friends. This audio is only available for those who subscribe, and I know this will really help you, so please be sure to have your parents join the newsletter to get it. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Eva Cartman reminding you that you have unlimited potential. Your dreams are not optional. You need to make them essential. So take massive action to turn those big dreams into reality. Live with passion the way life is meant to be. I'll see you next episode. Bye!